following podcast contains three mates talking shit over some beers. As you can imagine, the language can get a wee bit hairy from time to time. So get involved, grab a beer and join us for Drunk Therapy, the podcast.
All right, guys, I have an apology to make. I've been a shite bag. You guys meant to go, no, you're not. You're a real nice guy. I really like you.
I just thought this was going to be a long list of apologies that you had to make from starting this.
This isn't an apology. This is a confession.
Well, yeah. No.
Everyone knows about.
Not even. Oh, yeah, right. So we were meant. So today's, Wednesday. We were meant to record last Saturday. We had a guest lined up and everything. Like, it was proper, like, good guest. We'd wanted him for a while. Really excited to do it. And then we decided the night before that we would have a cheeky beer. And by a cheeky beer, Danny might have had a cheeky beer, maybe it's a cheeky beer or two. James and I ended up at Malone's singing fucking Rebel songs off our tits, and I had the worst fucking hangover I've ever had in my life. And I know that's a shitty fucking thing to say, because we get hangovers and stuff, and I've got the perfect fucking hangover cure, but it was honestly, you know how you get them once every few years, those hangovers that fucking end all hangovers. You can't breathe. The only thing you can do is get up and vomit. It was like proper struggle street. And it was 12 o'clock. We were coming in to record at 2, and I was just like, guys, I fucking can't. I honestly can't. And honestly, I was sitting there almost crying because I was hungover. I was vomiting all day. And then you guys didn't get angry at me, or you didn't rip me to bits. And I was like, sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. And no one was responding to me to saying sorry. And I was just like, sorry. It was a shite bag thing to do. And I'd just like to apologize to everyone.
Yeah, I'm not fussed. Don't worry about it, mate. I left you after 4 pints at midnight. So I fuck knows what happened after that. But do you think Shane will ever grasp that you can't really boast about you and him singing Rebel songs on a Friday night? So I was just like, yeah, we're just belting out the Rebs.
I was going to say, there's more. The guy who's up doing cover songs.
Like, you were in an Irish bar.
Rock Me Baby, like a wagon wheel. Apart from it wasn't Rebel songs, it was a Celtic song. So
guy with a guitar singing Grace is every Irish bar.
There was no Grace. There was, you know,
That's Grace.
They're all Grace. I mean, I had no problem with you cancelling the Saturday. To be fair, the guest was quite happy because he had a situation on the go that I found out later. And I think everybody deserves to be hungover and have that understood at least once in a while. What I can't understand is the fact that we went out on Friday because we were celebrating the fact that we had a really good week of listenership. About midweek point, because we have a group chat, like everyone has a group chat, it's just for us shooting the shit about, you know, what topics are coming up and anything that's in our head as a collective. And I said, guys, we had a target here to get this many listeners, we're all hustling to get them, and we've just smashed it. And I sent that in the group, and this is what Shane responded with.
One currently slides, but I was thinking, one, I think it's about a metre. God knows where the measuring tape's gone. I just found the measuring tape. No, go fucking find out. Fuck's sake.
So we've been hustling for fucking weeks to try and up our podcast game, to bring you better guests, to make sure our social media is better, to make sure our content's better. And when we hit an objective, we're all fucking delighted. Danny and I are going back and forth going, that's amazing. Yes, phase fucking 4. And this cunt hits him with that shit.
I don't even know what I was saying. What the fuck was I measuring?
Right, let's play that again.
That one currently slides, but I was thinking, one, I think it's about a metre. God knows where the measuring tape's gone. I just found the measuring tape. No, go fucking find out. Fuck's sake.
Did you mean to send that to us? It sounds like something you're supposed to send to your girlfriend Mala, or maybe like somebody at B&Q. Yes. I don't know.
Someone's not got the right measuring tape.
Yeah.
Measurements because of that.
I genuinely have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. I'm going, but no, it was a very successful week, which caused a very fucking delightful night, which caused a very fucking hangover.
Why are you skipping over this mystery, mate? I don't know.
We're over the hangover.
I have no fucking clue.
We love you no matter what. You're allowed to be hungover. I text you guys, come back from a train in Manchester and said, beers tonight, boys, celebrations, other stuff. And both you were right by my side, like good mates should be. And we had a good night. And the next day when you said you were hungover, I was like, that's fine. I'm so fine with that, because somewhere down the line, I'll be in the exact same position. You've got to have a bit of respect and understanding there. But what the fuck did you need a measuring tape for?
I don't know. Like, it's not to measure my penis already. I've got nothing.
You mentioned a meter, so it's definitely.
Yeah. If I'm measuring my penis like 100 times, maybe. I don't know.
Like one of those measuring tapes you get in a Christmas cracker, I think, is you need for measuring your penis.
Well, I was saying at the start, something slides. I fucking have no clue what that means.
Is it to do with the bathroom, maybe, that you're getting done up?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, probably. That's been like just. You know, like shite admin, like just admin that just fucking takes up too much time.
It doesn't sound like invigorating chat.
No, it's not. I'm just going to say, don't get your bathroom done. If you've got a shit bathroom, leave it. Bathroom just being renovated is expensive and fucking rubbish.
Yeah, do you know what? I had an adult thought that will never follow through. We've got a new chair basically recently, and I turned
fucking
out.
It's all going this episode.
No, I've got a reason for saying this. We've got a new chair recently, and I'm like,
tell us about the chair, though.
I don't give a fuck about the chair, mate. It's just more fodder for the cats to scratch, right? But I walked by my like sink in the kitchen the other day, and I was telling you this. I was like, I want a new sink. I want to get one of those industrial size sinks. And I want to go to B&Q and ask how to do it, but I know I'll never follow through with it because, like you with your bathroom, except differently, I will never follow through with any adult admin that requires me to or displaces me from my comfort. Because if I'm getting a bathroom done, it means I can't have a fucking proper shite in the morning. So I've got a lot of respect for the fact that you will follow through with that shit.
I kind of want to fuck, right? I've got depressing fucking homeownership things or flat rental.
Mate, you told us about a plant a few weeks ago.
No, well, I'm going
to... No more plant chat.
Well, speaking of plant chat, it's at the time of recording this, you know, festive season's approaching. So Shane, you strike me as a guy, and this is going to be a positive, not a negative, that you're...
Well, I can't allow that.
First Christmas in the church, would I be right in saying?
Yeah, first Christmas.
Sounds like the priest. And will you be doing midnight mass?
I believe you spent last Christmas in a manger, having your mum and dad walk a big long stoat to get there.
Yeah. So, on a donkey, actually.
I think you would be the kind of person that would be quite excited about Christmas trees and putting up decorations and stuff, yes?
Last year we got one sent in the mail. And it was tiny. We tried to keep it alive forever. We thought
yours is a real Christmas tree you were looking at there then.
And it comes in the mail though. It's legitimately a really small one that comes folded up all on the piss with lights and shit comes through your letterbox.
It sounds like a very healthy place for our
yeah. Well, God will keep it alive. It's in God's house.
And what's your point?
This is your first Christmas in the suburbs.
Aye.
So I don't know if suburban life will take over. You strike me as the kind of person that doesn't care about a Christmas tree.
I bought a Christmas tree, put it up. I mean, this is the most stressful fucking situation in the world, right? I went out to Argos, bought a Christmas tree, bought all the fucking trimmings last December. Because I thought, my girlfriend worked on Saturdays at the time, and I thought, I'll surprise her when I come home, and I kind of want to see if the cat will climb it. But see, trying to untangle a Christmas tree and then twist it, like, does it go upright? Does it point outwards? Anyone that's bought a fake Christmas tree and not a real one that comes through the mail, putting a Christmas tree together isn't as simple as just popping it up like a tent and then putting lights on it. You have to spend a lot of hours making it feel right, which means this year, the Christmas tree that I have, I've already said to Mara Half, you're putting that up, aren't you?
Well, there's the tedium and the depression of bringing it down as well once Christmas is over. So this is my thing. So I'm finishing 2019 strongly. I'm feeling fucking chipper and good, and I'd actually kind of like Christmas.
We hate this, Danny.
At the end of the day,
yeah, depressing.
Well, here we
fun,
go, right?
Right?
Here we go, right? So I'm 31.
He writes songs.
31. I'm single and I live alone and I live three up in a flat.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, there we go. and I was looking at or contemplating the idea of getting a Christmas tree. This guy, I've never stayed on my own, and even when I stayed with friends, we either didn't put anything up or I had, like you're saying there, I had nothing to do with it. And I thought, maybe I'll do it this year, maybe I'll get a Christmas tree. But James, you've just kind of confirmed why I don't want a Christmas tree. Imagine me, like, on my own, 31, lugging my little Christmas tree up three flights of stairs on my own, and then putting it, like, nah, it sounds a bit depressing, doesn't it?
Well, that's fuck me, we could have got him a cookie bear by now, and he wouldn't have had this situation.
You could have got her to fucking carry it up the stairs.
That's why you need a cookie bear.
Is it not a family, not even like a family or a couple's thing where you put shit on the tree and you have a wee laugh and you play that fucking god-awful music,
Yeah, mate, but then that's TV fantasy. When I put up that Christmas tree, my girlfriend came back and was like, oh, that's nice. And it, like, I was like, I wanted more fanfare. But then again, I thought, if I'm in her shoes and I come back, I'd be like, cool. Back. Yeah. And she also, what annoyed me, but was perfectly natural in a lot of people's eyes, she populated the bottom of that Christmas tree with presents that were for her family. That she was then taking down to her family on Christmas Day. And I'm thinking, why are you putting the Christmas presents underneath the Christmas tree that neither of us are going to open? She was like, no, but that's what you do. And I'm like, but they're not for us.
It's bullshit. What you do is you open them. As a sign of, as a power play, you go, oh, presents under the tree. I'm going to fucking open them.
I already know what she got them. So it would just be admin opening a fucking present for her mum. Oh, look, it's a Karen Millen handbag.
But it's opening presents when you're in. Like,
it's a good Christmas.
Once you get beyond a certain age, again, opening presents doesn't become that exciting anymore, does it? Like, I've said, I like Christmas. I want that childhood buzz of what's it going to be? Whereas now when you're an adult, you're just kind of like, yep, deodorant. That I'm going to give to James in 6 months because it's Lynx.
Oh, mate, please, because my gran, I've not told you this before, either of you, but my gran passed away last year and I don't have any grandparents now. And my gran was the one that always got me Lynx and I've not had Lynx for a few years. So if anybody, not just you guys, anyone that listens wants to get in touch, if they get a Lynx set at Christmas and they don't like it, I'm more than happy to have it because that keeps me going throughout the year.
You know what was bad on that? You went into your deep emotional voice, so you're like, hey guys, I don't know if I've told you, but my gran passed away and now I don't get deodorant. It was like proper, like, Save the Children charity ads. Like, once, hey,
listen, man, don't, like, you're pulling the fucking curtain.
Yeah.
And are people going to see behind this?
I think it's shite that you got a fake one. Like, to be fair.
A fake tree.
Get a real one. They smell fucking amazing. I mean, they're a pain in the ass.
I already need to clean cat shite, mate. I'm not going to fucking hoover up pine needles.
If I want to get, I don't know, serious about real Christmas trees, I used to have a Christmas tree and they fucking, like, all the needles and stuff. This exactly. is when I was young. The needles, and if he's got cats, it's dangerous for the
exactly,
cats.
Exactly, mate. And you need to hoover that shite, and I already don't want to hoover. I spoke in the Jane McCarry podcast about the fact that I was on the podcast or in conversation about the fact that I would take a night in jail over having to clean. I was thinking about this today. If you offered me an overnight stay in jail versus not having to clean for a month, I would definitely take the overnight stay in jail.
Can we pick the jail?
Ah, you mate, whatever. Fucking San Quentin.
You're going in the same cell as fucking Epstein, my boy.
It's just like, no jail then.
The mystery suicide jail.
Just a fucking coffin, mate. A little But nah, to get back to what you're saying, yeah, Christmas for me, you need to get a wee bit excited. Like, this time, just early December, I enjoy going out for pints. I remember meeting you and Scott a few years ago. We were in a pub called Droofies. There was like fucking, there was Christmas trees up. It was just nice. It was I hadn't seen, and you might not remember this, but I hadn't seen Scott in a while. I've seen you maybe a few times that year. And it was just nice to catch up with people. This is the time of year you catch up with folk that you might not necessarily catch up with them. You can go out for nights out you might not necessarily have. And you get to buy shit for people, so you put a wee bit of thought into it, and it's always nice to give presents out because you're like, I heard them say something in August and now I can jump in and show that I paid attention, and you can reward people. But I fucking hate getting a gift. I hate it. I told Chloe, because my mum and dad are away for Christmas and I have to go to her mum and dad's. Like, if it was up to me, I'd be sitting fucking myself eating, like, you know, a ham sandwich on Christmas Day and watching
the
TV.
No pants on, watching the Queen
exactly,
talk, should I?
Exactly.
Sitting in front of my tree.
Just watching the needles fall. But I'd said to her, I went, your mum and dad buy me a present, tell them that I'm not going to open it in front of them. I'm not comfortable in that scenario because even if I like it, I'll overplay the fact. I'm like, that's amazing! Oh man, I'm going to wear this all the time.
My dead gran used to buy me this.
Exactly, and it makes me feel deeply uncomfortable. So I hate Christmas Day. I genuinely hate Christmas Day. Other than the dinner and your family, if you give me no presents on Christmas Day, I love it. But that's what I hate.
Christmas Day is, well, for me, it's boring. Like, it's good, it's fun, and it's probably the only time of year where all my family's together, and I have a small family. But Christmas Eve, we're all together and we do the presents on Christmas Eve because The joy of divorced parents is that you get two Christmases, whereas now when you don't speak to one another, you know, stuff.
So yeah, you've got so many presents somewhere right now, haven't you? Here's for Daniel when he comes back.
See, when you were young and didn't have a clue what was going on, and I encourage all small children who listen to this podcast, get your parents to
basically
divorce,
just your nephews.
Split your mother and father up, because whilst you're unaware of the psychological damage that it's doing to you in the long run, those two Christmases are fucking amazing, because it's like a contest. They need to like outdo each other at the same time.
You know what Christmas is like? Christmas is like when you've been trying to fucking bang this hot chick for ages and you put in the groundwork. You like her, she likes you, you figured that out. You kind of have that awkward, are we dating? Is this a thing? And then you know, you're getting ready, there's anticipation, it's exciting, clothes are coming off, and then you just jizz in 30 seconds. Like, Christmas is more about the excitement leading up to Christmas. Like, on the day, it's like, oh, I've got to fucking...
I'm so glad you came in with that sentence.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, Christmas, it's so exciting because in the UK, it's fucking grim in winter. It's dark at 4 o'clock. It's fucking dark until 9 o'clock in the morning. It's just dark all the time. It's cold. So...
But that's Christmas.
I know, that's the thing. December is just like, fuck yes, these shitty songs, this nice smelling tree, these fucking presents. Think about other people. And then on Christmas Day, it's... I ate too much turkey, I got shit presents, no one liked my presents, and now I've got to go to someone else's house and do the same thing all over again.
I kind of get what you mean, because that's what I genuinely do, and I do like Christmas, but I like the kind of build up to it. I like what you're saying, like, fucking lights are up and all that. That music's pish, but it's there, and that's part of it. I accept that. But it's nice that everything just winds down for a week. Like, most people don't need to go to work, there's lots of people who do, and fair play to them for that. And... everything winds down. It's like a big reset button, and you're lying to yourself about what you're going to do the next year whilst just kind of kicking back and relaxing. I like that gap in between.
It's almost like an insight into what your retirement would be.
Yeah, where you don't know. I like that gap between Christmas and New Year where you genuinely have no idea what day it is.
You're like, oh no, it's the day after Boxing Day.
Yeah. And that's nice. That's a nice element of it.
In New Zealand, we get, like, most people get about 3 or 4 weeks off over Christmas because it's like summer holidays. So it's that to the extreme. It's like you take a week off before Christmas. You kind of know when Christmas is coming up because it's fucking Christmas and all the TV ads are going, one day to go, buy your fucking things now. Rah! And after Christmas, it's just like you get lost.
You have TV in New Zealand.
Oh, it's crazy. And we're getting this internet thing. You guys would love it. But like fucking, and then like you just have, it's summer. It's fucking, it's so good. Like you go to the beach, you hang out with your mates, you get fucking cool toys and shit that you can play at the park with or the beach or whatever. And it's fucking amazing. Whereas January here is like depression personified. It's like fucking so
February's
grim.
I think February's a worse month than January.
No, but is
reason.
It not like 5 weeks between pays as well?
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's like
at that, yeah.
Everyone is skint. If you're not skint in January, fuck you and your fucking well thought out financial plan.
I think it's getting better though, man, because people are using what you said about reset button, one of you guys. People use January as that. They go, right, I'm going to go in with a proper good mentality. I'm going to do some good shit. Even like New Year's resolutions are fucking the most bullshit statements that anyone could ever make. But even for that modicum of time, they believe in it. There's some good positivity there and they'll do something differently. And then there's a, like, January for me isn't a shite month because the sense of community in January is way bigger than it is in like a lot of months because everyone's like, this is a wee bit shite, isn't it? Post Christmas, start of the year, you know, goals and work, targets and work, you know, having to come back to a thing. But that's the one month where you know that you can look to the person next to you and go, they get it. They get it. You might not get that in March and April because everyone's going through different shit. Everyone gets it in January. They're like, yep, that is a wee bit shite, or it's a fucking terrible decision to come off like meat or stop drinking. And you're like, yeah, but you get it because you've done that as well. You always find a wee bit of identification is what I'm saying.
For you,
that month.
Shane, as to how, will this be your third or fourth Christmas over here?
So I was, I think I went home last year. Yeah, right. I did. I spent fucking ages over.
So did you love the novelty of the first one? But then as it's gone on now, you're just kind of a bit, no, this is just cold and shit and I don't like it.
The last one I had here, right, I was fucking, so my ex-girlfriend who I came over from New Zealand with, she had a dog, but she wanted to go and see her dad. So she needed dog sitters. And I went, you know what, I'm staying in Scotland. I'll look after your dogs for you. One of them was kind of my dog as well. The other one was a fucking puppy. Oh my God. puppies, I can't say. It was a pug. And like,
not what I expected
it,
there.
It was like fucking, the internet loved this dog, but the internet didn't have to hear it go, and it shit in fucking every house you took it to or every room you took it to. It would just shit somewhere, like sneaky as fuck. Pissed on my bed. It shat. I went to my mate's house. So my mate, TJ, bless him, like I had nowhere to go for Christmas. It's got two fucking dogs. I'm like this fucking crazy dog man. He says, come round, hang out with my family. His parents are a wee bit older. We went for a walk on Christmas morning. And I walked.
Did you not walk up Arthur's seat on Christmas?
No, it's the next day. But right. On Christmas Day, right, pissing down outside, like absolutely, I snowed at one stage. I walked outside for 5 hours with this dog trying to get it to shit. You know why it didn't shit? Because it shat in the nice spare bedroom of his parents' house, like upstairs in the hidden, they don't even let people in there because it's so nice. It's got the nice sheets. It's got the nice carpet. This fucking little shit of a dog found its way in and went, that's where I'm shitting.
Do you know what though? See if you, like, if you are a dog and you're going to pick places to shit, there's like cold concrete where you have to put your paws down and like, you know, gravel. Or you could go in a nice luxurious spare room, which your parents don't even like.
No, so like, basically that was what we did. We walked around in the rain for fucking hours trying to get the dog to shit, and then we just went to the pub, shall we? I think we watched a wee bit of The Queen.
What did you say?
To the pub, shall we?
Oh, right. So, yeah, I mean, we fucking Victorian.
Go to pub, ye old pub.
He's gone full Dickens. In memorial of a Christmas carol. He's just, you there, pug. What day is it today?
Oh. No, but it was like, oh my God. If you're thinking about getting a pug, don't. They're loud as fuck, and they're assholes with their whole back end. Like, the whole back of a pug is just asshole. Like, it's like, Jesus, the asshole to dog ratio is fucking ridiculous.
Are we doing a Secret Santa, by the way?
For each other?
Nope.
No, fuck that.
Right, cool, because I didn't want to do it. Also, this will probably...
I didn't want to do it. Fuck you guys.
This episode is going to be released after we go for a Christmas night out, which is the, well, the Friday before this episode. So, did you guys have a good time?
Yeah. I didn't even know we were planning a Christmas night out.
Oh, yeah, we were planning a Christmas night out.
Yeah.
We're going to Hannah Curry's punk rock karaoke, but we're going to do a half day first and get really pished.
I saw
don't
that
you... the thing that we've just been to.
No, it's fine. It's fine, because everybody won't have heard of it yet. They've just seen it on social media. So I had a great night at that future event that's happening.
You DJ'd horribly. Yeah. Or didn't DJ horribly.
She actually brought that up. And no, I would have... either have done it or not done it by now, but she brought that up in a message and I was like, shit, that means that maybe her person's agreed to that.
Do you get to mix? Are you mix master James?
I fucking hope not, mate. I'm going to put a Spotify playlist together.
That's a
or
shit.
Have put a Spotify playlist together.
That's the worst fucking DJing ever.
And what a terrible Spotify playlist it was that you put together.
Or good.
That was the moment I left.
I can't believe I was sick on an iPad. It's also in the same place, or was in the same place, that we ended the sub crawling, so it seems symbolic.
Oh, cute.
It was symbolic.
See, if you are getting a Secret Santa for someone, here's the secret, right? Just get a calendar of hot chicks and take 12 pictures of your own face and just glue them on, no matter whether you're a boy or a girl, glue your face onto a calendar of hot chicks, and it's the best Secret Santa, because no one, like, at least you put the effort in.
Mate, I'm not, like, I know you were joking earlier when I said, oh, you guys have TV, and you went, we're getting this thing called the internet.
Yeah.
You can go online and create your own calendar.
No, but that costs money.
Putting your face in front of... Mate, what you're talking about costs money. How many times can you... Like, you need to go to someone that prints photos to put your face on top of a calendar that already costs money.
Buy Pritt Stick. No one has Pritt Stick spare in the house.
No, you go buy a Pritt Stick, you get like three for a quid.
Nah,
and
mate,
also,
yours is way more money than...
No, you go to the Poundland for fucking... You don't want, like, amazing hot chicks in a calendar. You just want Poundland hot chicks in a calendar. Like, they're real low
cost. Where are you getting your face in?
What's that?
Where are you getting your face?
I just take selfies, and then I take it to fucking Boots, and I print out...
For how much?
They're like 25p a fucking photo, so 12 times 25p.
It's already cost this mountain, mate. And then the cost of your
That's
time...
That's 4 quid and 1 quid for a fucking thing.
And how long does it take you to put together?
7 minutes.
How much do you value your time? 7 minutes?
I don't know.
I mean, that's 7 minutes for me is at least like 75 quid.
What the fuck do you do?
A DJ at Christmas nights that have already been, mate, before. Well,
that was rubbish. You're not getting 70 quid an hour or whatever the fuck you think you're worth.
I stopped doing Secret Santa, and it wasn't for like fucking miserly Scrooge reasons, but there was a job. I've had many jobs, so I can't actually remember what job it was. But there was a person who had odour issues in this job. And someone for the Secret Santa gave this person a full bag of deodorant. And I thought, that's really cruel. I'm never doing Secret Santa ever again.
What do you mean a full bag? So like, deodorant doesn't come in a fucking bag.
Well, you can put it in a bag. Right, I'm not saying they decanted 10 cans of fucking Right Guard into a poly bag. So say the limit was, I don't know, a tenner. Somebody went to Poundland or whatever and bought 10 cans of deodorant and just put it in a bag and wrapped it up and put that person's name on it. And it was one of like the cruelest, most uncomfortable things I've ever seen. And at that moment, I was like, that could happen to me one day. I'm never, ever doing Secret Santa again. So I look like, when it comes around in my work and they come around and it's the wee woman going, oh, are you signing up for Secret Santa? I'm like that one guy that goes, nah, not for me. Not for me. Sounds like too much fun for me.
We do this fucking thing at work and, oh my God, such a pain in the ass. So we're part of lots of places around the UK. Our workplace has lots of things and we meet up for a big Christmas party and they make us do a video about what we've been doing that year. Like, so they're just, that's like, you know, corporate wankery at its best. It's like, do a video of your highlights of the year and everyone goes, fuck's sake. So last year, we couldn't really be fucked. So me and James just came together, not like that, and wrote the most amazing, horrible, crass, just this thing that was just the most disgusting thing. And it ended.
Is it more crass than you coming together?
Honestly, it ended up.
Kinda, yeah, was that. Because Shane, we were recreating, like they asked us to recreate a film. And we decided that we should recreate many films, like, but through the idea that people were pitching different ideas, and Shane said in this video, should we fuck a pie? And everyone was like, no, we shouldn't fuck a pie. Then it cut to Shane fucking a pie. And then I said, wouldn't it be great if the guy that didn't end up in the video walked up and ate the pie at the end? And it got a fucking standing ovation, man.
It did, like we fucked ourselves.
Because everyone was doing like fucking, what was that Queen film that was out last week, last year?
Everyone, Bohemian Rhapsody, everyone was like taking it seriously, doing these heartfelt things and they were just shit. And everyone knew they were shit. Ours was, like, we had the HR lady talking about two girls, one cup and shit like that. Just stuff like, if we do this so badly, so crass, they won't get us to do it again. And everyone was like standing up going, I love how he fucked that pie. It was brilliant. Oh, I saw the emotion in his eyes.
This makes me want to write a resignation letter for both of you right now. I want you to both be spared of this horrible forced fun office activity in the future.
But now they're like,
tune in the future episodes. That's all I'm saying.
But now they're like fucking going, oh man, you guys did it great last year. What are you doing this year? I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, what do I have to fuck this year? Now, like, I have no idea. It took me ages to blur out my ass hole from fucking a fake pie on front of the whole workplace. It was just this weird moment where I was just blurring out my asshole.
I had to film it.
This year you could fuck James in a tribute to the company you work for.
Could fuck me, mate. Anyways.
Coming together. I like what you did there.
That won't make it in.
You guys ever woke up?
I wouldn't fuck you, James. Not because I don't.
Why not?
I would.
Some dudes that I'm like, I could bang that dude. We're just too, like, I'd be like banging my brother again. <Yeah. laughs> There's just
makes
some
me sad, mate.
There's stuff like I could bang TJ, but I couldn't bang Kiwi James because he's like fucking,
no one knows who these people are.
So I got a handsome mate called Tall James. He's handsome.
Listen, you spoke about both these. They actually do. Kiwi James is a guy that you say sounds like Korg.
Yeah,
he doesn't, but he's a cool guy.
Could be an All Black. But he's the kind of guy that would like tense his ass cheeks and then rip my dick off.
Sort of guy that turns up to your subcrawl wearing a tie and just looking cool as fuck.
Because he's about 9 foot. So even if he doesn't look cool, no one's going to go, that massive guy with the big muscles, he looks like a dick, eh? Like, no. But yeah, like I couldn't bang him.
Speaking of dicks, we were speaking just before the podcast and we haven't really spoken about it. But every reference we make to our penis is about how small it is, right? And to be fair, I mean, I'd say it's average. I wouldn't say like we're fucking sitting here with micro penises.
Ruining the illusion, mate.
We're not the subject of a documentary and we haven't been laughed at yet. But we were talking about the comfort blanket that is your penis. That is your penis. That is your penis. Don't know why I said that funny. But I don't know. I just find myself on the couch grabbing my dick sometimes for no reason at all, like, other than it's what I've always done. I'll just be watching telly and my hand will be all over my dick, but not like in a sexual way. It's just like, this is where my hand lives when I'm watching TV. Well, is that the same for you guys?
It's that whole, oh, fuck, really old sitcom, Married with Children, Al Bundy.
Yeah.
And he watches it with his hand down his juke.
But he's very overt about it. Me, like, I'll sometimes be sitting there and then I'll be like, does she think I've got my hand on my dick? I've got my hand on my dick. And I need to take it away. But is it, I don't know if I'm drawn there because it's warm or it's what I've always done. It's a comfort blanket. But do you guys do it as much as me?
As established at the start of this podcast, I live alone. So my hands live on my penis.
You don't wear underwear, eh? Your hands are underwear when you get into your house at night.
I use Shane's Pritt sticks just to keep them there forever.
I don't think my hand would be on my penis if I didn't wear underwear, though. Like,
Mine go under my underwear and they just cut my balls.
No, that's what I mean. Like, you go under your underwear, but if I wasn't wearing underwear, I don't think I would put my hands on my penis. I don't know if it's just like a wee fucking warm safe haven.
Everyone's just like got like a really good visualization or like an emotional feeling towards your genitals.
I would be very, very happy right now if there was someone listening to this podcast that would been listening in their bedroom just chilling out and their hand had been on their penis the whole time.
Yeah, and they don't notice it because I've had that where you could be on the phone or something like that. And you've been on the phone for about 10 minutes and you look down and you go, oh.
I've been whacking off for the last 15 minutes.
But that's the distinction. It's not anything sexual. It's just you don't know you're doing it. My hand's on my dick. Like, but the difference is you can control. You never do it in work. You never do it in social situations. But as soon as you're yourself or you're comfortable in your setting in your house, your hand's on your cock.
Mine's on my balls. Like, why? It's not my cock.
Why? I think I'm predominantly on my balls.
I think
I'm not a ball grabber.
But I'll be sitting there watching
it. Fuckers.
I'll be watching a TV show, right, and something scary will happen, and I'll kind of wince, and I'll accidentally hit myself in the balls. Probably happens once a week.
A TV show?
I don't know. Like fucking something on Netflix. Something scary. It was Hereditary. I watched that the other day.
Friends.
No, I was watching fucking. We were on a break. I was watching Hereditary the other day, and it's a real fucking scary movie. And I hit myself in the balls about 3 times. And Miles like, move your fucking hands. And I'm going, oh yeah. You don't know though, because the ghost might come and grab my balls. And I'm going to protect the most fucking precious part of me.
Go away, ghost.
Go away, ghost. Oh, you know I can't eat your ghost chips.
Oh, one of my favourites are.
Why are you looking at me as if I'm supposed to say something at that
then
point?
Then you say the spooky part.
All right, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we rehearsed this full episode.
We
before.
Did it for fucking hours yeah. before, right. And you fucked
well,
it.
Jane McCarry taught us how to rehearse
let's
stuff.
Let's edit it down. Take 33. Let's do it this time.
Right. Go away, ghost.
You know I can't eat your ghost chips.
I have to stay with your full family.
Right, you jumped in with the bit where I was supposed to speak.
Just say it's fucking spooky.
It's not even my thing. It's James' thing.
Right, anyway, so... We were talking about ghosts and Robin, who was our first girl on the podcast, the first lady of drunk therapy, yeah. One might say, like many others that have been on this podcast.
What an accolade that is, by the way, the first girl on the podcast. All the things you could have went for there, the first girl on the podcast.
We've had some really good ones, but Isa, by the way, Isa? Isa.
Isa.
Isis.
Just call her Jane.
Jane. Fuck, she was phenomenal. Every other girl should fucking step there.
Anyways, right, so Spooky Bitches. Robin started a podcast called Spooky Bitches because we inspire people to do this. I feel like we are the catalyst for creativity.
They just steal our fucking idea, right? We can't just go, what are those guys doing? That was fun, let's do the same thing.
To be fair, they are so far removed from what we do. What they do is actually rooted in like something that's on trend and something that has resonance and an audience. What we do is just talk shite.
What do they do? I feel like I now should listen. Mate, like, plugging other podcasts.
Have you not seen like 90% of Instagram these days and it's just like, your Taurus moon is...
They were telling you all about it on Friday. Why are you pretending that...
When Lauren and Robin were at the Christmas night out we had, ooh, they told you all about it. However, they recorded their second episode this time last month. And they put out questions on Instagram saying, you know, get your tarot cards read or whatever it was.
Get your what cards read?
Tarot.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like saying tofu.
Get your
tofu.
Chris Tarrant card.
Yeah, Toby Chris Tarrant. And I asked him what one of the drunk therapy team is going to die first, and this was a response.
I think based on what the card is talking about, James, you
see, yeah, James, bye.
sorry Han, you're
you've given a lot to the world, you've sowed your seeds.
Yeah, we all know how he's going to go as well. Tam's going to aff him. That cat's going to come in the night and just slit your throat. The other one's going to watch.
I just really want to know what he says now. Bye, James.
Yeah, I feel like you guys need to respond to this on your podcast one day, and we're just going to have a back and forth where, you know, you guys just
basically just predicted your day.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's really intense.
It's not. Let's just not respond.
Well, moving on.
Well, James has to die first because it's that whole Final Destination thing. He cheated death twice when he tried to kill himself, so it's coming back round on you.
Fuck. Yeah, but he's so bad at killing himself that maybe he can't die.
Maybe I'm immortal.
Are you Mr. Glass? The other one that's not Mr. Glass?
Mr. Motivator.
No, fucking Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, that is his name. Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis.
I'm like the wee guy from Misfits. I was watching those clips today. But aye, listen, I think I'm definitely the first person to die out of your group.
No, because in fact, let's think about it. So you cheated death when you tried to kill yourself twice. You cheated death when we done the Gary Falls episode and you were adamant you were going to die for the first minute or two of that. So I think you were onto something. You are Mr. Bruce Willis.
I genuinely think that I'm going to have the happiest day of my life one day, and then I'm just going to like die of an aneurysm at like 11 PM after I've just fucking went to bed smiling.
So your heart's just full of so much love it can't be anymore.
I finally understand what life's about and I'm so happy. Boom, done. I woke up the other night and with a weird feeling in my head, and I almost googled aneurysms because I thought, am I bleeding on the brain? I don't know if I'm just mental hypochondria.
Really, how that film, It's a Wonderful Life, should have ended. See where he came.
No, spoilers, I've never seen it.
Okay. I haven't seen it. It's not like 100 years old.
Sorry you've not seen that.
That's a great Christmas film. You should go and see that.
Sorry you've not seen that 1930s black and white movie.
I'm
not ruining the end of it.
Don't you ruin James Stewart's masterpiece for me. I've been saving this one to the moment I'm happy. That's the 11 PM that day.
Still not allowed to tell him what happens at the end of the Bible, and that's the oldest book that's going.
The Bible continues after Jesus.
What happens at the end of the Bible, though? What's the last page?
And they lived happily ever after. It's like The Hobbit. Anyways, right, so the Girls Spooky Bitch Club is a podcast about dating, it's about tarot cards, it's about all the shit that Robin was talking about that Shane was like, stones or crystals.
Rocks.
We don't really understand it, but we see there's value in it for some people.
That's just Mercury retrograde telling you that.
Exactly.
Let's flip it on them. Which one of those bitches is going to die first? Well, and we can call them bitches because that's the name of the podcast.
Exactly. So, well, they said another thing as well, so I'll play that for you guys.
I want to know when Drunk Therapy are having us on to do either Spooky Bitch Therapy or Drunk Spooky Bitches.
No, it would just be, we are on them, they're on ours.
Yeah, but if they come on ours, it'll be Spooky Bitch Therapy if they come on ours, and if we go on theirs, it'll be Drunk Spooky Bitches. I don't know.
Well, let's make that a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, we will definitely do that in the new year. And I'm going to lose 10 kilos.
Hashtag goals.
James is going to give up drink for 6 months. We're going to go on that podcast.
The thing is, they want us to go on their podcast sober. With all due respect, I actually think they've got a good format and there's people feeding into it, but I don't think we could survive an hour. One, so we would have to say, let's do a 10-minute segment in our podcast, and then you can get pissed in our podcast, and we'll talk about other stuff.
Are they not based in Edinburgh? Do we have to fucking meet in Stirling or something? Like,
nah,
we
bring them here, and then, you know, do that 10-minute segment for the Spooky Bitch podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, it'd be like a Scooby-Doo crossover. Like, you ever seen those crossover episodes they do with WWE? You know,
yeah. See, we were really, really fucking polite to Robin about her fucking weird rocks and shit. And like, she was a lovely, lovely person. Rock stuff is a bit mental. I think if we had her back again now, we'd be savage.
I mean,
we all fell in love with her because she's gorgeous and she's a lovely human. But The rock chat was a bit mental. And the fucking Mercury centigrade or whatever the fuck that was. That was also a bit shite. Like, and I was like, I was sitting there going,
the Mercury centipede.
Just thousands of little shoes walking around going, look at this Mercury. Don't put it in water. It'll explode.
It's the worst rip-off horror movie I've ever seen. The Mercury centipede.
Genuinely, I've listened to two of their podcasts. I think it's really good to talk about dating. The format works when they're doing the tarot cards and then they're describing it. I just think there's a fucking huge audience out there. In about 6 months' time, if they keep it going, they're going to have a bigger audience than us because the appetite is out there for that kind of thing.
So when that happens, we'll be on your podcast. When we're going, fuck, come on, we need more listeners, come on. We'll
and I think they would expect this reaction out of us because it's comedy. But I genuinely, as I said in that podcast, I don't know shit and I'm completely ignorant to it all. But if someone holds resonance in it, then that's a huge thing. See if it can create positivity or understanding in someone's life. I'm all for that. It just doesn't, it doesn't quite match what I have in my head, you know. On a side note, because Robin is massive on the moon, right? It's fucking, it's a thing.
she's the most popular person on that moon.
That podcast, you can't need, like, leave that she, fucking, all you can hear is that podcast on the moon.
She's trending on that moon every fucking day of the week.
Is this a Mandela effect, or did I, like, did you guys think that there was only meant to be a full moon at the end of the month? Because I was walking home the other day and I'm like, fucking 12th of November, and I'm going, it's a full fucking moon. I thought that only happened at the end of the month.
No, I think it happens once a month, doesn't it?
I have no answer for this. I have no idea.
Well, Robin, if you're still friends with us, if you could get in touch, that would be beautiful.
While we're making enemies, Rebel City Podcast, like, I fucking... Well, it was a few weeks ago now, but there was just a bunch, I was getting tagged in a bunch of shit on Twitter, and I thought there was like some mad fucking beef, or they'd started some mad war with me. Everyone's like, oh, Shane won't like that. Oh, like, it was just, when I say mad, there's probably 6 or 7 people commenting on it, but
still an exaggeration.
Nah, 2 people. I don't know. Enough people that I went, what the fuck did I say? Or did they say? I listened to it. They called me Australian. It's just, I don't know. I was expecting a proper war. I was like, fuck yeah, what'd they say? I'm going to fucking get the bearded one and fucking pluck each beard hair out and say mean things about his penis because it's had too much action and stuff like that. And it was just nothing. I was like, oh.
Cool, mate. Hey, AOB.
You know it's gone fucking AWOL when you're asking if there's any other business.
Press the stop button. Press the stop button.
This episode was brought to you by the Spooky Bitch Club.
That was Drunk Therapy. If you enjoyed this podcast, go listen to some of the other ones. The old you would have. If you're on socials, like us there as well. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @DrunkTherapy. It's something weird on Twitter, which I can't remember right now.